Welcome back to Unlocking the Paranormal, a show where we dive deep into the strange, the unexplained, and the terrifying. I am your host, Carrie, and today is actually going to be the very first Paranormal Pen Pals episode for season 2. And I kind of went with a theme for today. The theme for today is going to be very creature of the woods, cryptids, very fun theme. I have a lot of great stories that I want to get into, but before I do, if you are unfamiliar with the podcast, the Paranormal Pen Pal episodes are the episodes where you listeners submit your stories to be shared on the podcast. If you have a story, whether it's about cryptids, ghosts, UFOs, your psychic abilities, anything paranormal, supernatural related, and you are interested in submitting it, you can actually send it to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. Like I mentioned, I have a lot of great stories to share today. And the first one I want to share was actually emailed to me a while ago. So I've been dying to read it on the podcast with the first season, but it just didn't make it into the first season. So now I want to kick it off as the first story I read for season 2. All right, the title of this story is Dog Woman, and this person had to say the following. I got a pretty wild story for you. I had a run-in with some dog woman. This was back when I was 15. I'm 29 years old now, so I want to place the year at 2011. This took place in Rogersville in Pennsylvania. We lived in a double wide that my parents had converted into a little cozy home complete with a basement. The only neighbors we had at the time was the high school, in literal walking distance down the road, and a farmer further on down the end of the road. We lived in a pretty rural area for most of our lives. Behind our house was thick, dense woods. In front of our house was a big yard with pompous grass bush down by the driveway. And to the side of our house was an open field with lush green grass and an apple tree. There was also a creek and a stone bridge that was attached to our driveway. This was smack dab in the middle of winter. We were right in the middle of Christmas break off school. Christmas literally just days away. My mom worked overnight as an LPN and Dad worked overnight as a fuel truck dispatcher. So me and my brother Zach and Wyatt had the whole house to ourselves for the night. I was in the living room watching Larva on my laptop on a TV tray in front of our living room recliner, feeling a little pooped. I love that you were watching Larva. I had just worked my butt off at weightlifting practice and had just got home. My brother Zach was lying on the couch. He had a rerun of Lost tapes on the big screen TV in our living room. He's been into the paranormal since we've been little kids. All around him, he was having an absolute junk food buffet. In either hand was both halves of a huge meatball hoagie from the little convenience store in town. Two more hoagies on the coffee table in front of him. He was 250 pounds and in a heavyweight class in wrestling, so he was allowed to indulge a little bit. Me, I was at 170 pounds. And had to work my butt off to keep my lean meat all-star athlete physique. Wyatt was in his room playing Kirby Mass Attack on his Nintendo DS. He didn't do any sports, so he was usually home before us or was at play practice. He was a big theater kid. Halfway through my episode of Larva, my brother Zach lets out the biggest gasp of excitement. He just gets this big smile on his face, sits up on the couch, and starts getting giddy. I asked him what's got him so excited. He just points to the living room window without saying a further word. I turn around in the recliner to see what he's looking at, and my eyes felt like they were about to bulge out Looney Tunes style. Standing on our porch was just a beast of a dog woman with her face smushed up against the window. I've watched enough Monsters Quest and other paranormal shows with my brother Zach to know what every cryptid is supposed to look like by heart at this point. Her hot breath fogging up the window. Her bright blue eyes locked right on the junk food buffet Zach had going on. Her legs were super muscular. Imagine the big, muscly legs / quads some of those female bodybuilders have, and then double that. Her biceps even had biceps. Very big chested, very big breasted. Super strong looking stomach too. It must have 7-8 feet tall. Her head about scraping up our porch awning. She had to kneel down a good bit. She had silver gray bushy fur like a coyote. Her eyes were blue though. I'm just sitting there on the verge of a full breakdown by what is happening. My heart beating wildly in my chest, about to just burst out of my chest with how fast it's beating. Zach asked it if it wanted a snack, even shaking both halves of the meatball hoagie in the air a bit. To my surprise, this beast lets out a begging sound. Actually gave puppy dog eyes like a dog does when it sees you eating dinner. He gets up, grabs the other hoagie, they were a pepperoni pizza sub, and runs to the kitchen to grab some of the massive mounds of packs of hot dogs in our fridge. There was a big sale on them. Mom and Dad had went bargain hunting crazy and bought a bunch of them for some reason the week, even though we probably wouldn't use them all up in time before they went bad. I looked at him like he's out of his mind because I know he's not about to go out there. I get up to follow him. I keep yelling and yelling at him not to do what I think he's about to do. Now, all of this commotion lured Wyatt out of his room. He's asking, "What the hell is going on?" He quickly put two and two together and tried to help me hold back Zach from bull rushing the door, fearing nothing in the moment, I guess like any sane person would. But sadly, he outweighed both of us. With Wyatt being not much bigger than me at 160 pounds, he easily barreled past us and out onto the porch wearing nothing but his Star Wars t-shirt, some PJs, and a pair of slippers. We held it up against the living room window, fully prepared to watch our beloved brother be mauled by a monster before our eyes, and us not able to stop it. But, to our surprise, it never happened. He just kept going, "Dalton, Wyatt, this is the best day ever." And he's feeding this thing hot dogs from one of the packs of hot dogs. It's just catching them in the air with its mouth like a dog. Me and Wyatt both yelling at him to get his ass back in the house. To our horror and Zach's excitement, two more dog women emerged from either side of the house and came up to the porch also begging for a snack. They were smaller than the first one, only coming up to the first one's shoulders. These two were also very big-chested, very big-breasted. The one was plump with some very muscular, powerful legs, but nothing nowhere like the first one had. The other one was on the slim, lean side. They had grayish-brown fur with reddish tinges behind the ears and around the face. They, however, had eyes like a coyote. You know, the yellowish brown eyes. We're really pounding on the living room window and yelling at him to come back inside now. Zach is just having a ball out there. The first one had gobbled down all three subs in nearly a single bite, and he's down to tossing hot dogs like crazy. They were getting pretty antsy too. They kept making those weird screams you hear them make online videos at him. they was letting him pet them. But I can't effing stress enough, my brother was literally mere inches from a grisly death. They were making these unholy sounding growling sounds and snipping in the air at each other when one would get too many hot dogs. Zach's hand nearly got snapped a time or two from this. They even pawed at the air in front of his face to get his attention when he was focused on one for far too long, almost slashing his face to shreds if they would have pawed any closer. Zach didn't seem to mind, though. He was having a blast. Eventually, the loud whir of the snow plow truck coming down the road, plowing snow noisily, scared them off. It was a very good thing. He was nearly out of hot dogs, the three of them taking off into the field as fast as the wind. We couldn't keep track of them. They were so fast. They were like blurs. Wyatt and me gave Zach a good sound, brotherly butt kicking when he got back inside. Honestly, Zach, you're nuts. That is terrifying. You faced not one, but three beast dog women, and you're just feeding it hot dogs? That's gotta be the craziest thing I've ever heard. Who does that? I would never leave that house. I would never step foot on that porch if I was facing an actual creature. Now I kind of want to know if you have ever encountered these things again. Like, if you were to go back, or have you talked to that farmer up the road? Have they ever seen anything like it? Has anybody in the area ever seen anything like this before? The fact that they felt comfortable enough to go up to a window tells me that maybe they've done it before. And if that's the case, somebody else around there has got a story to share. That's crazy. Gosh, I mean, imagine just casually watching TV when you're suddenly face to face with not one, but three dog women on your porch. And it's crazy to think about the sheer size and strength that these creatures must have had. I mean, for it to be as tall as the porch ceiling, that is crazy. No. I would never step foot out on that porch. And I get that Zach was totally into the paranormal and had seen probably every paranormal show under the sun, but what compelled him to actually approach this creature? Now I kind of want Zach on the podcast. If you are the person that submitted the story and you were listening to this podcast episode, can you have your brother come on the podcast and explain why the hell he thought it was a good idea to go out there and feed a dog woman hot dogs and his hokey subs? I want to know what was going through his mind, because that's just like the craziest thing I've ever heard. His level of excitement. No. And honestly, that plow coming down the road probably saved Zach, because what would have happened if he ran out of hot dogs and that plow wouldn't have come by? They probably would have eaten Zach. Like, they're hungry. They're begging for more food. They're getting your attention by swiping at your face. And then luckily that snow plow came along. I just imagine that playing out, him running out of hot dogs and trying to slowly back away maybe, and then them just pouncing, all three just going full throttle and mowing down Zach. If you disagree, if you think they would have left, let me know in the comments. Let me know, what do you think would have happened if Zach would have ran out of hot dogs before the plow went by, or if the plow would have never gone by? Do you think they ever would have left? What would it have taken Zach's brothers to get rid of these things? And honestly, what would have stopped them from just busting through the window and getting Dalton and Wyatt too? I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you think. All right. Next, we actually have a chilling firsthand account from Reddit's Our Cryptids. And let me tell you, this one has stuck with me. Just imagine a late night drive, a quiet, desolate Midwest road, and something crossing the highway that defies all logic. This isn't your typical deer in the headlights story. Now, normally when we think of cryptids, or cryptid encounters, we picture a deep forest, maybe an isolated mountain range, or a fog-covered lake. But this happened on an everyday back road that gets traveled all the time. Just empty stretch of fields all around. Rolling hills, but absolute darkness. Let's get into the story. What was this thing? It's hard to explain. I've never believed in anything like this. Ghosts were a bit out of reach for me. Aliens, well, of course. But myths and legends? I thought they were either based off some truth or just made up for entertainment. I went out on a late night adventure with a date. We drove about 30 minutes out of our city to grab food in a different town. This place was open late, and it wasn't McDonald's. So we figured, why not? I wanted to avoid tolls, so I took the back way. Why pay a toll for a quick trip? We left around 11:30 p.m. It was December, late, in the middle of nowhere. I kept my music loud and my brights on, watching for deer and other suicidal animals. We passed some cars, but traffic wasn't too bad. We grabbed the food and headed back around 12:30 a.m. The road was empty. Once I left town and took the back roads, there were no other drivers. No homes or businesses for miles, just open fields, hills, and woods. Classic Midwest emptiness. I was still watching for animals, music playing loud. Then, up ahead, I saw something crossing the road. I assumed it was a deer, so I slowed from 50 to 60 miles to a stop. It moved slowly. I have liability insurance, so hitting a deer was a terrifying thought. As I got closer, I realized it was not a deer. At first, my plan was to check where it came from, make sure no other deer were crossing, and move on. But that's not what happened. As I approached, I locked eyes with it as it moved into the grass. It felt like forever. White, reflective eyes made direct eye contact with me. Flight, fight, or freeze? I froze. I stared right back. Even in the grass, I could still see those glowing eyes. It kept looking at me, moving forward as if it knew where I was going. Then, suddenly, it was gone. My passenger told me to go. I remember them whispering, "What are you doing? Go." I thought they just didn't understand why I stopped. So I asked, "Did you see that?" And they said, "Yeah, I did. Go." I gunned it, suddenly filled with fear. That was not a deer. The moment kept replaying in my head. We talked about it later on. And here's the thing. At that time, my brain assumed deer. But now, I don't know what the hell I saw. When it crossed the road, we saw no legs. It was slithering. It's about the only way I can describe it. It was like a dream. Everything was fluid, constantly shifting and fuzzy. It was pale beige, but not like the color of deer. I've seen plenty of deer. The thing had huge shoulders, taller than its head. Its torso slopped down. It had legs. The hind ones must have been much smaller than the front. The head was torpedo-shaped. No ears, no nose. No antlers, no tail. No fur. No flesh. No defining features, just like in a dream. Its eyes were close-set, reflecting bright white. When it moved, it didn't trot or walk like a deer. Its shoulders rolled. My passenger even said it looked like it could have been bipedal. They didn't see the head, didn't see the eyes staring at me. They claimed they were yelling at me to leave, and I don't recall that. I only remember hearing them faintly telling me to go. I don't know what to believe. Hours later, we were still shaking. And I have this fear that won't go away. This is 100% honest and true. What the fuck was that thing? And that's the end of the story. And honestly, I have zero clues and I have zero answers. That is probably one of the weirdest creatures ever described to me. Absolutely terrifying. And here's what really gets me about this story is that they described their memory afterwards and it felt very much like a dream. The distortion of reality is something that comes up again and again in high strangeness encounters. I mean, could it just be a stress-induced thing? Maybe. Or could it be something linked to the paranormal with how these creatures show up in our world? People who see UFOs, shadow figures, or cryptids often say the same thing. It's like their brain couldn't fully process what they were seeing. Almost like reality glitched for a second. But again, was it really a glitch in reality, or was it just the stress of seeing something so unnatural that they were mentally checking out and disassociating? And honestly, if it wasn't just a deer seen at a weird angle, then what was it? Was it a cryptid, or maybe a shapeshifter, or something even stranger? A cryptid that I've never even heard of before. It doesn't fit the description of any kind of cryptid or creature I've ever heard of. And it's truly, truly, truly a bizarre sounding creature. Now, I kind of want to hear from you guys. Has anybody encountered a creature that looked like this before? Like I said, it's something that I've never heard a description of before, so I'd be curious to hear if anybody else has seen anything like this before. I mean, if you have, drop the story in the comments or send it to me in an email. I'd love to have maybe a follow-up episode with other creatures that people have encountered or creatures that were very similar to this one. And honestly, if you're ever driving down a back road at night in the dark, which, because I've recently heard two stories recently that involved sort of these back road, dark road at night encounters. And honestly, here's a tip. Keep your brights on, keep going, and don't slow down. Okay, so the last story on the very first episode of the Paranormal Pen Pals for season 2 is titled Alabama Creature Story. Let's just get right into it. This person writes, I've always debated posting this story, but never knew the right place to share it. Apologies if this isn't the right spot, but I wanted to share an experience I had about 13 years ago. The backstory. My cousin used to live in northern Alabama, and his family had a polo field about 20 to 30 miles from the Tennessee state line. He told me a couple times that when he lived on the property, he'd see a figure around his property, outside his windows, out in the fields, and stuff like that. But these were just stories we talked about late at night on Xbox, and I never thought too much about them. Flash forward to a trip I took to visit him around 2010. We went camping on the polo field. It was a cool August night with a full moon, and we set up our tent and fire in the middle of the field. We made food, talked, and listened to music. Then, we started getting strong cold and hot winds. This area was known for tornadoes, so we decided to pack it up and leave. After packing most of our stuff into the car, I lay on top of one of the hay bales to look at the night sky. After a couple of minutes, my cousin told me everything was packed and we were ready to go. I hopped up and looked across the field. And at the edge of the field, at the fence line, about 75 to 100 yards away, I saw it. A human-like silhouette was just standing at the fence, staring directly at us. I knew the fences were about 4 feet tall and the figure was sitting above its waistline, meaning it appeared to be over 6 feet, closer to 7 feet tall. It looked human, but something seemed off. Its limbs were thin and its eyes were reflective, like an animal's. I couldn't make out many of the facial features, but it seemed flat and grayish. The best way I could describe it was a mix between The Rake and vampires from I Am Legend. Which, quick side note to this person's story, we all know that The Rake was a fake cryptid made up. And I believe that I Am Legend was zombies, not vampires, right? Was it vampires? I don't know now. I quickly hopped down and told my cousin we needed to leave. When I described it to him, he said it matched what he had seen 5 to 8 years earlier as a kid. A few of my cousin's other friends also claimed to have seen something similar in the woods a couple of years ago after our experience when they camped there. But no one has ever figured out what it was. We researched the area and found that there was an old abandoned asylum from the late 80s to early 90s. But given the 15-year span of sightings, we didn't think it was just some weirdo living there. Has anyone seen anything matching this in northern Alabama or southern Tennessee? Does anyone know what this could be? If you have any questions or are interested in other sightings we know about, let me know. I'll try to answer them when I can. Oh, man. I kind of want to know a little bit more about this story. Like, did the creature leave after you left? Or did you leave before the creature left? Was it still standing there when you finally left the area? Was there any kind of, like, sounds that you heard coming from it? Was there any smells in the area that were different that maybe this creature would have given off? Did you see it actually physically move and walk? And if you did, how did it look? How did it appear? That's kind of the things that I kind of want to know from this story yet. If the person that wrote this happens to be listening to this podcast episode, I'd love to know some answers to those questions. And if you're someone that has had a similar experience, chime in. Let me know. Let me know in the comments or send me a separate email to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. To let me know your story of your creature encounter. And if anyone that is listening has any idea what this could be, what do you think it is? Is there a creature that you've heard about that this kind of sounds similar to? All right, so that concludes the stories for the very first Paranormal Pen Pals episode for season 2. And I hope you enjoyed it because I absolutely love cryptid or creature stories. I have not ever encountered one myself, and so hearing these stories is always really interesting to me because I kind of want to know what other people have encountered when it comes to weird cryptids or creatures. So if you have a story of your own and you want to share it, just to share it with me, you can. If you don't want it read on the podcast, that's perfectly fine. If you just want to email it to me personally, I would still love to hear the story. And if you want it shared on the podcast, write in, let me know. Again, it's unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. You can put in the email if you want to remain anonymous. You do not have to share your name. You can remain anonymous. You don't have... I don't have to share that detail. And it doesn't have to be just a cryptid encounter. It could be a UFO. It could be a ghostly encounter. It could be anything paranormal related. If you are a practicing witch or Wiccan and you want to share a little bit about something that you've done and the outcome, or if you're a psychic, or if you have mastered telepathy, let me know. Send those stories into the podcast. I'd love to share it. And it's not too late to get your story entered in to be shared for season 2. I have recorded most episodes for season 2 at this point, and I have a lot of themed episode for season 2 for the Parapel stories. But like I said, it's not too late for me to add yours to the collection. And don't forget to check out the researched episodes of Unlocking the Paranormal. I have haunted locations, UFO encounters, and other weird, strange, paranormal-related stories that I'm sharing on Season 2. So don't forget to check those out. If you are new here, I appreciate you listening in today. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for your support. It honestly means the world to me. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. It is completely free. And don't forget to check out our social media and follow on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, where I share additional creepy content. And until next time, everyone, stay curious, embark on the journey, and may you find the key to unlocking the paranormal.